Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In radio, it's called air checks, and it's when your bosses listen to things that you said on the radio,
right,
and then they tell you what you did wrong.
It is the most uncomfortable moment that you can have in our job. I mean, other people have evaluations at their job, too, but this is something that you've already done. You can't take back.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And we were told that producer Christian needs to have more responsibility, so we let him have a big interview. Yesterday.
Well, you got to let that butterfly fly.
Yeah. And he interviewed Maren Morris, huge star coming to the Toyota Oakdale Theater tomorrow night.
Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah, going to be a great show. Yep, good times.
So we have clips of your interview, and we are going to publicly air check you, producer Christian. Good. How do you feel about that?
Slightly nauseous.
Okay, good.
Now, to be fair, an interview is an awkward process.
So I mean, awkward.
You're being connected by somebody in a room somewhere, and the artist is usually somewhere else on top of it. And let's face it, if you're in your hotel room and you're doing shows 5-6 days a week, the last thing you want to do is get on the phone with somebody you've never met.
Right.
Let's see how he did.
I gotta tell you, when we gave away tickets for you people to go see your show, there were some people that understandably lost their minds. So people in Connecticut are fired up to see you.
That's great. I am too. So I'm excited for everyone to see our new production, and this is a new set that we're playing. So yeah, Connecticut will be the one to break her in.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it.
Well,
here's
the thing with her awkward pauses. She had the worst phone connection in the history of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. You can expect that every single time now, but good for you to reference the Jim Carrey movie from 1996.
I like it a lot.
One more time, why not?
I like you a lot.
Yeah, hold on. Let's hear producer Christian do it.
One to break her in.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, good. How much do you like it?
Yeah.
A lot. Yep.
Do you think she got that? I'm not sure she got that.
She's 29. She remembers probably.
Does she? She was like 8 maybe. then when it came out. Mm-hmm. I argue that it was probably before you were born, frankly.
I was like maybe a couple months.
Do you really like it a lot, though?
One to break her in.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I guess.
But
he likes it a lot.
You're going to the show? You're going to see that set?
Yeah.
How the lights are set up?
I'll absolutely go to the show.
You're lying. You're not going.
Hold on. Let's continue.
So you've been pretty much everywhere with Girl the World Tour. You've been overseas. How is the jet lag experience? Because I hear it's kind of brutal.
Well, I mean, we do it every tour. Yeah, the Germany jet lag was real.
That's amazing. Really just had to transition out of that. I was like, didn't really get a whole lot of answers on that one. So just,
it's amazing.
Right.
Abort the mission.
You get jet lag?
That's so
incredible.
Cool. I get jet lag too.
Oh my gosh, I feel bad for you, man.
Yeah, right. I mean, you ask a question, you do hope the other person is going to go ahead and elaborate a little bit.
Well,
Maren, clearly I'm drowning here. Throw me a life preserver.
I do it every year, stupid.
He asked her about jet lag.
Right.
What is she supposed to say? Yeah, jet lag.
So
tough.
Let me just ask you, like a football game, right? You want to have the plays that you hope will happen, but you script out some plays. So during an interview, like you've written some questions,
for
right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were like,
is
let me go with jet lag?
Is that one that you wrote that down was jet lag?
No.
Okay.
No, God, no.
Oh, and
no.
You just decided off the top of your head, you're like, let me monopolize the time.
Well, you
for
know, she'd
right.
been to Europe. She'd been to Australia. I was like, you
right.
know what?
She's
let
been
me
on
ask
a jet.
She's
seen a plane.
She went to Europe once. All right, let's hear the next one.
That makes you sick. When you were opening up for pop acts like Niall Horan, is it different being on a pop tour than it is like a country tour? Is there anything that changes? Is the food different?
All right.
I mean, the fans are great on a pop tour. You know, I've opened for several different people
right,
over the years
laughing.
And have learned so much from each one.
What do you mean over there?
What do you eat when you go on tour?
Is it different?
Unreal.
One of them we have, I don't know. I don't even know. How do you answer that? That's true. I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to back you up.
Critique your interview, you said. Feedback, you said. It just sounds
this is why the bosses air check you and not us. Wait, coming up next, it's got to be my favorite part of the interview.
Good.
I laughed until I cried. I'm sorry, Christian.
Fantastic.
But you want to know what?
We've all
been there. We've all done this when we were younger.
Yes, and now it's played to 500,000 people across three states.
I can name three interviews you and I have done since we got here that were a disaster.
Awful.
Not because of us. We were incredible.
Right.
Not always, Raven. Not always. You know that's not true. All right, we're going to get to these last two clips coming up next on Star. Usually, Raven and I conduct the interviews, but we thought it would be educational for producer Christian to interview Maren Morris ahead of her show at the Toyota Oakdale Theater tomorrow night.
Right. Big star, big tour, going to be a great time. It's a good opportunity for him.
So let's critique his interview. Here is the goodbye part. Now, remember,
this is when he's saying goodbye to Maren Morris.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't typically say goodbye. You just say thanks.
Or you can be really creepy.
Oh, boy. Okay, Maren, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time and talking to me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great talking to you, too. I hope to see you at the show.
I will definitely be there, 100%. I already got my tickets. I'm all set. I'm good to go.
Great. We'll see you there in a couple days.
I already got my ticket.
What am I supposed to say?
She's like, great.
Could you imagine if I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not going to that.
Here's the thing. You're supposed to leave that on the editing floor anyways, all right? Leave the mystery as to whether or not you're actually going to appear there. I mean, let me just give you know, a little bit of advice.
Did he go?
Hope
did
to
he
see
not
you there.
Go?
First off, you're going to have to get through security to get to Maren Morris. And now security, I venture to say, is going to be even tighter.
Right.
Because Christian, listen to her tone when he says 100% I'm going to be there. Please give me that part again.
Too. I hope to see you at the show.
I will definitely be there, 100%. I already got my tickets. I'm all set. I'm good to go.
Great. Well, we'll see you there in a couple days.
Oh, God.
All right, be there.
Okay. She's uncomfortable, like eye roll.
But here's the
immediately taps her bodyguard on the shoulder, like run the tape, like it's an FBI movie or crime show where they got to run tape and run the trace.
Raven, wait for this. Now.
There's more?
There's one more thing that's really important.
Oh, boy.
I have to. So here's the thing. Is producer Christian, I don't think, understands that there's a middleman between Maren Morris, the big celebrity, and our phone line. Right?
I've got Maren for you on the other line. Hold on. I'll connect you.
Yeah, that's
what they do.
That's how it works. Now, here's the end of the interview.
Oh, no.
That was really great.
Awesome. Awesome.
It was actually really enjoyable to listen to.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, you probably have like some interviews that you're just like, dear God, let it end. Let it end.
Oh, you have no idea.
Wait, hold on. Time out. He doesn't realize that he's talking to the handler and not Maren Morris.
Right. Her connection is so much clearer than Maren Morris, number one.
After I was like, wait a minute.
Number two, they're laughing.
Why is her phone line better?
All of a sudden, he thinks he's getting all this praise from Maren Morris.
Right.
And it's the handler.
Ow. Wait. Oh, I'll be there at the show.
I can't wait. Hold on, it gets better.
No idea.
How many interviews do you do a day? I mean,
a day? We keep her pretty, we don't try to overwhelm her. That's for sure. We try to do them
all. And now he realizes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, boy. Wow.
But I do have to get another one.
No, that's okay. I don't want to keep
it. It was good talking to you. Thank you so much.
He's like, get this guy off the phone.
Just a friendly guy. I'm trying to make friends everywhere I go.
How many of these do you do a day, Maren Morris? Give her like five. Schedule her.
She puts on like a fake country accent. Well.
She's like, after this, I'm handling Nickelodeon press. It's going to be a busy afternoon.
Producer Christian, good job.
Great job.
You're going to get great overtime.
Great job, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.